Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I would truly pick up my whole life, move to another country, and marry you. Okay, my guests today, they're twins. Darcy started on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. Now they have their own spinoff that I've seen every fucking episode of because I love it. Darcy and Stacey on TLC. I'm so out of my mind excited. It's Darcy and Stacey Silva!
Yay! We are so excited to be here. Yes. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you. Truly so much for doing this. Okay, let's just jump into it. So Darcy, you were on Before the 90 Days and Stacey, you were also dating someone from overseas. So did you both audition or Darcy, were you the only one who auditioned?
Actually, Stacey, I think reached out to them first because she was
a huge fan of the show back when it was like season five.
She was engaged to Florian already.
Yeah.
I'm telling a story.
Yeah.
You need a question first, but okay, go ahead.
Because Florian and I have been together 7 years. And when I used to, I was a loyal fan of the show, still am. And I was like, that is totally me and Florian. So got in contact with the production, emailed them my story. They loved it. They contacted me back. I asked Florian, we talked about it. He was interested as well. And they totally loved our story. But the thing is, we didn't have the K-1 visa at the time. And, that's obviously a long process to go through. But they always were, interested. And then Darcy was, dating Jesse.
Nope, that's not the story. Okay.
You can do your part.
You were actually going to Italy.
And I went to Italy.
Going to go to Italy. You invited me to go, but I didn't want to be the third wheel. So I downloaded this app called Inner Circle because I was like, I'll just go maybe network because it was Fashion Week that time in Milan. I want to go visit his sister. And in the end, I didn't end up going. She went to Italy. I was stayed on the dating app. It was pulled around Italy, all different countries. One day I was kind of bored and I went on Amsterdam scrolling around and saw the guy, Jesse sitting there, in a chair in the picture. I was like, who's that? So I just the picture and he responded. And we talked for 5 months before I knew anything about Before 90 Days. I knew Stacey had wanted to possibly do 90 Day because of Florian and their situation and stuff. But I don't know. I was like, how bad could this one be? I wrote a letter because I was like, it's for people that haven't met for the first time that, you have a connection, you fell in love. And I was planning on seeing him anyway. So we talked a good 5 months before that. Actually, Raina had sent me a screenshot and texted me some casting call for a new spinoff before the 90 days. It was on Facebook or something. And I just wrote a letter and they called me back the next day. And that's when we did the interviews.
Yeah, but we both did rounds of interviews. Me and Florence separately, her and Jesse separately. Mm-hmm. And then
it was two separate shows.
Yeah, it was two separate shows. Obviously, they were, you know, I guess the 90 day and then the before the 90 days. So yeah, it just happened the way it happened. Darcy got casted with Jesse. I was on, you know, obviously I'm her sister, so I'm still part of the franchise and the show. Yeah. And you know, I just, you know, felt like it was just the perfect mix because we both, you know, love our relationships and I guess our foreign guys and mm-hmm. it makes sense, you know?
So Stacey, did you meet Florian on an app as well?
On Instagram, yes.
Oh, on Instagram. Okay. So you slid into the DMs. You were like, ooh, I'm feeling you. Let's do it.
Yeah, it was just, actually, he was liking my pictures a lot. And
we lived in LA at the time.
We lived in LA. It was like 2015. Like we just kept like liking each other's pictures back and forth. And then one night I just, you know, got the nerve and messaged him, hey, how you doing? And I think I called him one night and he spoke very little English. And he was just like, I don't know where he was from, but I don't know. We just hit that connection. And ever since then, we pretty much talked every day. And then after about 6 months of dating online and FaceTiming every day, and we just created that bond. And there was definitely some chemistry there. So I took the risk and flew to Albania. And had the best time of my life and been to Albania many times. It's like home there for me. The people are amazing. His family is wonderful. And yeah, we've been together ever since.
Yeah, he proposed that first trip.
He did propose on the first trip. Yes.
How many days into the first trip did he propose? It was like something like 10?
Yeah, like something like that, like 10 days. Yeah.
Oh, that's so soon.
Yeah, we were in the hotel room. We were having a romantic moment and he looked me in the eye and he, you know, asked me to marry him. And I was like, shocked, you know, but I was like, wow, like I really felt, we felt that love energy really deep then. And I said, yes, we were obviously engaged for many years and, you know, finally made it official when he came to America and got married.
I love that story. It's very, it's like very adorable. So mm-hmm. Darcy, I gotta ask, why does TLC keep bringing back Jesse? Jesse is nothing without you. He's the least interesting person I've ever seen. I feel like you made the relationship interesting and he was just like rude and mean. And then every time he comes back, he's like, I don't know anything about your life. But it's like, obviously you do because you say some facts that you know.
I guess he studied psychology or something like that. I'm not quite sure. So he likes to like, you know, dictate his storyline and all this and stuff. It was very difficult to film with him and be in that relationship. Like there's many times that I walked away, but you know, he always just looked, he didn't want that. He wanted whatever came along with me, whether it was, he didn't like certain things. He didn't like that I was a twin and had a company. He was very jealous of that. He was very, yeah, he was narcissistic in a sense, you know, like
oh, absolutely.
You're jealous of our lifestyle, what we had, wanted that and then some. And it was just very like difficult to be around. It was like almost like scary. You get like a lump in your throat. And I was like, oh boy, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. I had to prepare myself for days just filming with him because it was like
very uncomfortable even for us.
He would like make shit up and it was just like, it was very awkward. And you know, I did have love. There was some great moments, but it was just like, I don't know why they get, I guess,
well, they say love is blind.
Love is blind, but they're over each other's seasons. Now I was with the, you know, the Jennifer girl. I get it, whatever.
It's not interesting. I'm not here for it. I also really didn't like the way his parents treated you when you went to Amsterdam. I thought that was so rude that he didn't go to bat for the woman that he says he loves. Yeah. Like that was so, like, how did that feel in the fucking moment? Like, were you like, what, Jesse, what?
Actually, I didn't hear what the dad said in the moment because he was like kind of drunk or something. I was like, you know, I didn't understand what he was trying to say. And then I was like, oh, I see what he's trying to say. And I just,
like, you're beneath them.
Stacey, I kept quiet because I rise above. And I was just like, oh, like, not, I don't think so. I kind of was like, you know, if they only knew.
But the mom just, you seemed cool with.
And the mom was cool. We hung out a couple times, went to the gym, stuff like that. But Amsterdam and Jesse didn't like to do anything really. I felt stuck in that apartment the whole time.
I remember you called me and Florian and I was in Albania and you were like in the bathroom and you're whispering, you're like, like scared to talk or something.
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Stacey, just relax. It was just everything was on his terms. It was very cool being around him a lot of the times. You know, I'm not going to get questions why I stayed in the relationship. It was very on, up and down.
No, I fully understand that. Like sometimes the good outweighs the bad, but then you just spend a lot of time being like, is the bad even fucking worth the good?
I tried to make it good because I would go, I would be the one that have to go see him on my dime. You know, when we had the little grease trip that I did give him cash for, like he likes to make up these stories in his own head to make other people believe it when I know, like it's lies. And he's just, I don't know why they roll him over. I guess because he thinks he's a fake celebrity. I don't know.
When did you two decide that you loved traveling and that you've been to so many different places? Like your trip to Turkey was so much fun.
Always. Like, I think it's in our blood. We traveled since the age of three. Yeah. Our dad, Mike, he's an engineer. So we always all over the world. We lived in London, Japan, Singapore growing up. We went to school.
Oh, wow.
School there all over the U.S., Texas, Indiana, West Virginia, Connecticut, New York, L.A.
We like new things.
We like to experience meeting new people, new cultures. So for us, it's like easy. Like anytime we get an opportunity or the itch to go, we try to go. Like nothing stops us. You know, that's, we don't have that fear. And I think we learned that at a young age because we traveled with our
and
family.
And being twins too, we were kind of, we stuck out a lot, especially when
we had each other.
Yeah. We just loved, you know, just doing things together. And we always felt like we were going to do something in the entertainment business. It was just like the right timing.
We were like
know?
Characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys are so natural on camera and so much fun and like open and this. So before the 90 days and Darcy and Stacey is not your first foray into reality television. You guys had a pilot?
Yeah, we did. Yes.
Twin Life.
We did that for like a couple of years. We pitched it. We had camera crew.
Yeah.
We executive produced it as well. Frank's husband did the theme song for it with our cousin Julian, who's in the music industry.
That was back in the day.
That was back in the day. That was right before our divorces, before we got divorced on the same day. And the judge was like, is this like a reality TV show? We did a pilot. We kept pitching it. Then we said, no, let's go into the movie business. We started with entertainment. Therefore, we executive produced White Tea, a huge feature film that we did with Eric Roberts and Deanne Sanders and the Mixon Brothers. And that was a great success.
Soul Ties. Epic Entertainment.
We worked on that a little bit with them as well. And Business of Dance, some other pilots that we did with the company. And then couple of years later, we started House of 11.
Back to your divorce on the same day. That's wild. Did you all, did you get married on the same day too? Did you have a twin wedding or no?
No, wedding. She didn't, I didn't know she got married. She had like a quickie little wedding.
Yeah, wait, you didn't know Stacey got married?
Oh, she did like a little.
My ex-husband was a professional soccer player, so we traveled a lot. We lived in Ohio at the time.
Yeah.
Everybody else in our family was living on the East Coast. So plus my ex-husband was Serbian and all his family lived was still in Serbia. And you know, it was difficult for his family to come here. So we just wanted to do like a little wedding. Yeah, we did. We went to like the Justice of the Peace. We, you know, said our vows. We got married. And then we had a little small little get together party with some of his Serbian friends at the Serbian church and some of his soccer player friends. It wasn't like,
I get it. Our dad eloped his second wife. It's not a big deal.
And, you know, my dad was like, would you rather have the money for a wedding or the cash? So I chose the cash to put down on a condo.
Yeah. I had the big wedding at St. Patrick's Cathedral. After 9/11 in New York, you know, but you know, we did get divorced on the same day. We were both living in Connecticut in the house that you see on the show. Our death
It wasn't planned that way; it just kind of like happened. I think because we were living in Middletown, and
our dad was in China, so he gave us the house because he would only come home like once or twice a year for work. It was our safe haven, so I was there with the girls and Frank, and she was there with her husband, her boys, and I don't know, we just felt like, you know, we were ready to just further our lives. You know, the guys didn't understand that. And we decided to separate. It was mutual. And we got divorced. We had it mediated in Connecticut. We were planning on moving to LA to start 11th Entertainment. That's why, you know, there was dates set specifically because we already had our office and our company running at that time. And we needed to get to Los Angeles as well. So, you know, the guys were ready to move on as well. So it was quick and easy, but it was on the same day. And the judge was kind of like, okay, guys, divorce, two twins on the same day. And then moving to LA to make it in entertainment, show business.
You know, like, is this a reality show?
Is this like a reality show? And we're like,
10 years later, you know,
You're like, it will be. It will be a very successful reality show. When did you guys start House of 11?
House of 11
2010.
Yes. Yep. In honor of our brother. Yes.
It's, It's named after your brother. Yes.
He was born May 11th in 1971 and passed July 11th in 98, hence 1111. We started, you know, just feeling his energy around us and stuff like that. He was always the epitome of strength. He's like the patriarch of our family and everybody mm-hmm. loved him. And he gives us that sense of hope and strength. And I remember him when he was going through his cancer and everything. He just would always come to us, never wanted us to be scared about mm-hmm. what we had to go through life. He stayed strong for us. And he said, mm-hmm. never let anyone say you can't do something and keep going. Fight, fight,
fight. Never.
So that's
up.
What we do. We fight. And then we started House of 11 in honor of him. The logo is H of 1-1, the OF is mm-hmm. mathematical equation, like type F. So that brings in our dad, like the engineer side. So it, from far away, looks like 11-11 on the clock. Mm-hmm. That's why we opened yeah. that. But for our first company was 11th Entertainment. So everything that we do tends to have the number 11.
Tends to have 11 in it. I love that. Okay, let's talk about Georgie real quick. Yeah. So did you think it was manipulative that he proposed to you a second time in front of your children? Or did you find that to be sweet?
I thought it was sweet because I knew in the beginning that's what my daughters wanted. You know, I think, you know, I've always talked about getting, you know, engaged and married and having, you know, a beautiful life with someone I care and love for. And they're always just like, Mom, you know, we would always, because that means a lot to them. They want to feel included. Mm-hmm. And I would never want them not to. I actually thought the first time I was so upset and nervous. I was like, oh my God, my kids are going to be so upset. Like they didn't know anything. It was like, I feel like it's going to pull the rug from underneath their legs. And I was like, I wish you would have said something to them. I mean, maybe they didn't have to be there per se in person the first time, but at least know, you know. But I'm, you know, I'm glad I had their support and love, and you know, it made the decision easier, you know, because I knew if they were happy, like I kind of had to look, like I was just like, oh, they're my babies. They're my babies first, no matter what, or any man, they will always come first. And I deserve love. They deserve a stepdad that will, you know, be honest, open, and take care of them and love them too. So I just thought it was sweet. It was
okay,
you know, and we had talked about getting engaged again, you know, we just didn't know nothing was set. So, you know, I just wanted them to feel comfortable as well. And it was a beautiful moment. You know, we kind of felt swept away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I also love that he kept planning water activities, and it seemed like you are adverse to water.
Yes.
Maybe my favorite moment in reality television, where I think it was Aniko was pretending to be drowning and you're like, I'm coming for you, Aniko. And you jumped in, you're like, get me out of here. I truly rewound it and watched it so many times.
That's so funny. Aniko, she was like, I kept stalling. I was procrastinating, and I was like, they're having fun in the water. They're water babies, you know, swimming around like a fish or a shark or whatever it is.
The camera guy's
underneath, like, you know, I we just had the fashion show the day before. I didn't want to bring my hair because I knew we were filming. Like, I'm like, oh, great. Like, I had like the nice top bun, like little ponytail extension. Uh-huh. Like, that's going to like drag me down like a weight. I was like, oh, great. And I was like, you know, thinking of all these different factors, and then like the fish, like how far is it? Like, and they're like, come on, Mom. They kept saying, come on. They're being silly fun. And then they finally, like, that's Veronica when she got me. She was like, and I'm like, I'm taking my baby. I'll dive in. And then I got right back out because it felt like I was like diving in the deep abyss. I don't know. It was like, I had the goggles on. I think they fell off or something. And I had contacts and I wear hard lenses. So I was like, if I lose one, I'm screwed. I feel like if I lose contacts, I'm screwed, you know? So I couldn't open my eyes. And then like, where did you try to reach out me? I thought it was like,
everybody was laughing.
I don't know.
I wish we were there. I don't know what we
No, because I don't know how to breathe through that tube under the water. And I was just like, what was I going to do? I couldn't scream. I didn't want to swallow the salt water. It was just like, it all happened really fast. I
remember
I just
when you guys
get the hell out of there.
Came back to the villa. It was so funny. We were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Craziness.
It was so funny to me. So Stacey, you and Florian looked at a condo in Miami. Are you guys moving to Miami or are you still in Connecticut? No. Tell me, where are you guys now?
We're kind of in transition. You know, we love to travel. You know, we're just playing it by ear. Nothing's set in stone just yet. So
family's still in Connecticut.
We have our new house, you know, our dad's house in Connecticut.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Huge, huge, beautiful home. And very blessed to have that. We also you know, had a lot of things happen.
We went on press tours a lot. Yeah, so we were traveling a lot.
So we've been traveling a little bit.
Yeah. Came to visit Miami with our cousin, Shannon.
Come back and forth.
You know, we go back and forth. Yeah. That's what we do when we lived in LA. We're bicoastal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
When you guys got your teeth done, and Florian, what did he say? He was like the baby shark teeth. That made me laugh so hard.
When I sent him the video, baby, you still love me. And his response was the little baby shark doo-doo-doo video on YouTube. I was like, oh, he's like, I still love you, baby.
When did the two of you get into plastic surgery? Like, when, what was, who was the first one that was like, I want to get something done?
We did it the same in Beverly Hills. A really good doctor. We also, every time we do surgery, we always do like our research and, you know, who's really good. So we were in Beverly Hills.
He's a top doctor.
Yes. He did a lot of like the actresses and models. And
we just did our boobs.
We just did the boobs very small. It's very natural because we breastfed. We wanted just a palette. And we were, you know,
it was very modest.
35, you know, we were in our late 30s. So why not? You know, newly single, you know, we were working on ourselves.
Yeah, we breastfed, asked to dry.
And we lost a lot of weight, we were in shape, like we were working out, like really fit, like when we lived in LA. And we looked good. I feel like it, you know, it was a good size.
Yeah.
But then we went to Miami when we moved back. Back to Connecticut. Like, went to Miami.
And we went a little bigger.
We got a little boob greed. Got a little boob greed and went a little bigger.
Boob greed.
Yeah. People don't realize you got to change them out. Yeah. And they were kind of dropping a little bit because, you know, when you gain weight and lose weight up and down, skin still stretches. Mm-hmm. And that was really the problem was the skin. We kept
we needed the lift.
When we really needed the lift. We didn't want the scars at the time. So too heavier. And then
Your back is very top heavy.
So Turkey is when we did the lift.
Yeah,
did the lift. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know. So we went a few times.
Easier for us to, like, you know, just maintain this look. And with diet and exercise, we're just going to maintain it like that.
Yeah.
Because it's also about health as well.
For us, it was
not just cosmetic.
For health issues. You know, we had all this extra skin and it weighs you down.
Too much. Yeah.
You know, they gave us a tummy tuck in Miami a while back. He sold our muscles back together. We had two kids. Like, people don't realize it wasn't just for, it's not for vanity. It was like to fix what was, you know, we had like hernias and all this stuff. Uh-huh. Like, we had to get put back together.
Tight, right.
Yeah. And actually, I wasn't even going to do my teeth for many years. No. I just was like, you know what?
We did bondings.
I did you bonding.
What are bonding?
It's just like
it's a cheaper version of veneers. Yeah. It's a resin that they put on it, but they chip and they stain.
You might as well, if you're going to go and do it, you might as well do the veneers. So she eventually did the veneers, which looked the best so far.
Yeah, I'm very happy with Comfort Zone Dental and Turkey. They are the best.
We've made really great friends with them.
Yeah.
We're, you know, we love family now.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get anything else done?
I don't know. If there's some sort of new procedure, I'll sure like think about it.
About the hairline.
Oh, yeah. They do the hairlines now.
But I don't know.
Wait, what's the hairline? Does it bring it forward or does it bring it back?
Because we have high foreheads, very foreheady. But hey, they say,
you know, hair transplant.
Big foreheads. Like,
oh, okay.
They can lower the hairline.
But it's like a long healing process.
It wouldn't look right if we're on TV.
I don't think it's going to look right. And we're just going to like pull hair plugs.
Yeah, so, for a year, you can't wear a hat or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. We like our hats and our scarves. And
so we hear of new things. It's like, oh, what's that? You research. It's either.
We like threads.
Threads.
We do threads.
We do threads.
What's threads?
They solve and they don't last. Like,
threads are like PDO threads, like a suture that they put in your skin near the muscle tissue to lift and pull.
Oh, so it just like pulls you, snatches you back a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the
evolves
over time and builds collagen. So it's not permanent, but it does hurt. And it lasts only like a few months, but we'll see, you know,
combined with some filler
maintenance.
Yeah.
Plus we do our Botox and fillers, which,
you know, the look for less,
you know, okay. We look puffy and stuff, you know, it's like,
yeah. Yeah. But when you look, I don't know, round faces look younger.
I think true. So too. Yeah. Hey, thank you.
I'll look young for the rest of my life because she fat.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, we got to take a break. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy, I think I said I love you, Daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. Real quick, let's talk about Tom. Mm-hmm. Tom was such an interesting man. Tom, from the jump, I was like, this man just wants to be on television.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes our Queen Darcy. I don't know what's going on. And then the last interaction was so fucking rude.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
That was his style a lot of the times. We were friends. We met on Facebook when I lived in LA before I moved back to Connecticut, way before Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
He was cool. We had like a decent demeanor and like a little flirtatious manner to us. He was living in Argentina at the time and, you know, talked here and there for a good like year or so. And then when I moved to Connecticut, we kind of just like lost touch. And that's when I started talking with Jesse. So then Jesse, that was years. And then he found me somehow. I don't know. It was right around the breakup and stuff. And he just, what are you doing dating that? He must have saw social media or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post Jesse. And I don't know. I thought Tom was cool. He just seemed very worldly. And like, he painted himself out to be like a jet setter type guy that worked in fashion. And we had a lot of similarities. I knew he had a kid, you know, like we had a lot in common. I just don't know how he kind of just ghosted and just like, conversations were going cool, you know, something could build from there, and it didn't. So I left, you know, there was no way to really reach him. So I was like, whatever, it is what it is, you know. And then I met Jesse, and that was what, 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tom came back, like nothing ever happened. I was like, oh, whatever happened to you? I guess he started dating someone else in Argentina. I have no clue. But then he moved back to the UK, and I just felt like, you know, we kind of reconnected and had that energy. I felt like he was someone I can open up to. He's very, seemed, you know, like smart. Like he's very business-minded. Everything has to be like a business kind of deal, which is weird. And I was like, he's always talking about what we could do at House of 11. I was like, other stuff, what he wanted to do with it. It was flattering at times, but also it was kind of like weird. Like, why is he always asking me this stuff? Like, like an opportunist.
Yeah, that's very much what it seemed like.
And it wasn't until I went to the UK, you know, we were filming and stuff because, you know, we had a connection and, you know, I was saying, I love you. We were saying a little, we were getting closer, you know, and I felt like we were like in a relationship, you know, but over the phone, we FaceTime all the time. And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there, it was just like, I don't know, everything was kind of on his terms and it was weird. And I don't think he was really living the life he said he was living. And I was noticing small things like why doesn't he have any cash on him? Like, I'm like, oh, it was my birthday. I was like, our first day off, I'm like, I want to go to like House of CB and shop because that's where they're based. And like London, they have like cute dresses and I was filming and I want to look good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, we'll go. So he went to some guy's store because it was like his birthday 2 weeks prior. And he's like, oh, just shopping, like buying, like, you know, he was all about the clothes and everything. And he's like, oh, I only have like 500 euro on me. I'm getting all this. But I was like, well, okay, I guess I'll get the jacket because it was your birthday. So I bought him like a jacket. He's like, but I'll pay you back. I have like cash in a safe or something like that in Nottingham.
In a safe?
I don't know. It was like, okay, I figured it was his birthday, whatever. I'll just buy him like $100 little fucking jacket. I didn't really care at the time, you know, because we were doing like fun stuff. But it was just like, wow, like you're like with me for 3 weeks and you only had like a little bit of cash. Like I was like, all like the little things that he didn't want to go to Albania. It was like a whole thing. And I was just like, he wanted to go to Gran Canaria so bad. I'm like, why Gran Canaria? Like, he's like, oh, because like my uncle lives there or something. Like we could do traveling later on and for like the government. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about right now. I just want to go see Stacey and Florian in Albania. And I don't think it should be like that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was always like a problem, you know, or like, you know, he always wanted to just kind of like find the new best thing to do, like a business opportunity or something. And I just was like, he was fun though. We had fun times though.
Off camera, we had fun.
You know, he's like, you know, like the party a little bit.
Yeah. Him and Florian went out, like they went drinking and
ended up a lot. But it was just relationship wise, I was just like, I thought he was better than Jesse for me. But there was like some weird things I just didn't get. Like his lifestyle wasn't really like that, I felt. So I just didn't appreciate that at times.
Yeah, it's hard to be lied to.
Yeah, and then he bashes us on social media. It's like, bullshit. Like we are so authentic and real. And it's kind of like, wow.
I'm
like,
you were very giving. You were very, very giving to him.
Very giving.
Paid for dinners, paid for a lot of things. And Laura and I know everything. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not here to trash talk, but, you know, we know where I'm down, so.
No, I don't think you guys have been trash talking. I think you've all been very diplomatic.
Yeah, you know,
we know. It was a fun relationship, but it just probably wasn't meant to last. Yeah. You know, he had other motives and MOs, and I think TV was one of them as well.
I fully agree. So what kind of advice would you give to someone who's single and looking?
Any advice you can give you guys out there who are single is, you know, just be authentic. You know, I just recently learned along with Stacey, we went to an amazing Elena Cardone event.
The 10X Ladies.
10X Ladies. It was so amazing.
Woman empowerment.
And so inspiring. It's when you're authentic, it vibrates so much higher than love. You know, when you're yourself, you attract things and people, the right people, surround yourself with the right people, you know, stay open to what you know you deserve and what you want to receive. So I think that's a great way to start. Just, you know, be authentic first and foremost and see how the universe opens up to you.
How did you guys figure out how to be like authentically you? Like you guys are, you really don't really give a shit what people think. Like you blessed hair extensions before putting them in and the women who were putting them in were like truly looking at you. And you're like, but this is what we're doing. We don't fucking care that you're looking.
Yeah, we don't care. But I feel like people think that we do. And it's like, honestly, like we are authentic because, you know, we're moms. You know, we're business women. We're just trying to help others. We just want to inspire others, just like everybody else. It's through our stories that can help each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our story is authentic, just like yours, just like everybody else.
We were always the underdog. We were, you know, the two shy twins in the corner, like, you know,
picked on all the time.
A lot of friends.
What do we have to hide? We have nothing to hide, you know?
Mm-hmm. And
like, being real, people can relate to that because they're like, oh, wow.
Like, you, that's all that matters.
You know? Oh, if they could do it, we could do it type of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. And actually, we get approached all the time, especially like in public.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, wow. Like, first of all, they're like, wow, you're so beautiful. You look totally different in person than you do on camera. And not everybody, you know, some people look better in person. And it's we get bashed all the time on social media. Like, oh, you guys look like the plastic twins and all this stuff.
I'm we
like,
use filters a lot and I don't really care. I like the filters. They look cute.
You know,
we should make a Darcy and Stacey filter.
We are who we are, and I think people have been really welcoming towards us, especially like in public and stuff. So I think whatever we're doing, we're doing something good. You know, we're showing our vulnerable side on TV, and it's, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs, but it's okay because we're very relatable. And so many people have said when they meet us in the street or out somewhere,
they're so nice.
They're just like, wow, you've helped me with this and that and my relationship.
They'll tell us their story. Yep. We'll sit and chat with them, even if we're sitting at dinner or something.
They'll hug us and they'll cry. They'll be like, oh my God, like your story really touched me. Like really touched me. And
Yeah. And we don't mind sharing that. So, we forget the cameras around whenever we film or do stuff. And, you know, they film everything, guys. We don't hold it all day and all night. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking like hours and hours and hours. And what's there to hide? We're all together.
Yeah, we roll out of bed.
We're all together.
You talked about being picked on like in your youth. So was that like high school or like middle school? Like when did you guys blossom into people who were like, oh, aspirational? You know what I mean? Like, when did the bullying stop?
Junior high, high school is when it kind of started. There was like,
we switched schools.
We switched schools
like,
a lot.
Oh, did you see those twins? They're ugly. They would call us like fugly and stuff. And like
troll dolls.
Yeah, like make fun of them. Looks
and haters.
So, it was like weird. Like, we had some friends, but we were kind of just very, we were just like tennis was our outlet.
Our dad got us activities.
We went to school, and then we would go to the office, his office, and the tennis
country club
was right down the street. Mm-hmm. He put us in tennis lessons, and we got really good.
Well, first, we wanted to go pro. He said, pick an activity. First, we chose French lessons. Some like lady.
We wanted to like go to fucking France.
She was getting upset. She was getting upset with us because we started having like weird accents. Like, we couldn't really do it. She did it. And she was like, oh, kind of mean.
I was like, well, our mom is French, Canadian French.
Yeah. So we really liked it. We really like studying different languages. Yes. See, like we wanted to study a different language.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. Then all the kids were playing tennis, so we just, you know, we wanted to do that. So we
all the cute. Yeah. So your mom is French Canadian. Your dad is Cape Verdean. Have you been to Cape Verde?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Hopefully one day soon. We would love go. To visit family there, you know,
would love to go.
They weren't born there, but they were raised in the U.S. But my mom is also Canadian French from Quebec, her side, and her father's side is from the Ukraine.
Ukrainian.
Yes.
Ukraine. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I love it. You guys are like international yourselves.
Yes.
Okay. What's the worst date each of you have been on?
The worst date?
I never really went on like a lot.
Yeah, you're kind of like, I don't know. She always sticks with the same guy. I like to switch it up a little bit. I don't know. I guess Jesse, one of those dates, because it was like boring as fuck. He didn't like to have any fun. Oh, I was like, first time in Amsterdam. We had like a day, or no, we filmed. And then I went back like a couple months later to visit. And I was like, oh, let's go to dinner. Let's have like a fun time out. So we went to some, like, I don't know. It was never like, I like to go out. I like to like experience the city, you know, and spend a little money. Like I'm here like on a vacation too. So let me enjoy it. Like everything was always like on the cheap with him. I was like, no, let's go to W or something. Like the hot hotel. And I had to drag him out there. He was like, no, we're only staying for like one drink. I was like, you're fucking boring. Like have fun. Listen up, dude. Did he go with his mom or something? I don't know. She was more fun than him. I was just always bored. That's why I was always in the apartment. Like,
but remember the house? Scene of him in the bathroom waiting for you when you get back? You were hanging out with his mom.
This doesn't matter, Stacey. It was just boring. I don't even remember the dates because there really wasn't any. It was like the little local Thai restaurant or like, you know, the shish kebab place because we like that kind of food. But it was like, you know, it was never like a nice romantic thing, you know, or a fun night out.
Did you guys date in high school at all or no?
No, not in high school, but in college we started kind of
went to the prom together.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
We had boyfriends.
Same we liked
boys. We had crushes, but like they never liked us back. So we just were shy. We just would want to hang out and like go to the movies with our dad or
our
go to dinner.
Mom bought us the same freaking identical dress.
Yeah.
Was that like, were you okay with that? Or are you like, we're individuals. We want something different.
It was like a black little poofy like dress. And then she did our hair and plucked our eyebrows and put makeup on us. We were like, ew.
It was like her type of makeover. But we were like, no, that's not us.
Yeah.
Well, senior, junior. I don't know.
I think that was our senior prom.
I don't know. But when we went to college, our first year, that's when we were like,
okay. At least.
Okay.
You know, we started doing our own hair.
Yeah.
Our makeup. Like, I remember in our yearbook, they're like, what's dating boys?
What's your dream job?
we always study dance and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I want to be like a fly girl.
Yeah, we wanted to be fly.
We were like, we'd go home, rush home, watch them live in color all the time.
J-Lo.
J-Lo, that was like my dream job. So we wanted to wear the jean shorts, the combat boots, and like little tops.
Mm-hmm. Fly girl.
And then in college, they used to have these dances at this little club. I mean, it was like 18 and up, but I would always be the first one on the dance floor. And then, yeah, I was my own little
remember like, the bikini contest.
J-Lo. Yeah. Oh, then we worked at Hooters.
You worked at Hooters?
Yeah, in New York.
One in New York City.
What was it like working at Hooters? Tell me about that.
It was fun. We met a lot of people. It wasn't like weird. It was, good money at the time. We were in Lee Strasberg. We went to acting school there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a side job that we had to make extra cash living in the
city. And Michael was in the hospital at Sloan Kettering at the time. So we would work and we would go visit him in the hospital. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, go wash your hands. Like, yeah, because,
yeah. City. So, we lived in the city for a while. I lived there 11 years.
Oh, that's Mateo's right. calling my son.
Oh, yeah, interview.
It's really interesting because I feel like some people might look at you two and be like, oh, you're like overnight sensations, or you're like, you were like plucked out of obscurity. But it seems like you guys have like really prepared to have a career in entertainment. Like you went to acting school and whatnot. Like that's really cool.
Never our like, end goal, but we've always been creative. We always wanted to, do things in the industry. We did study, dramatic arts, went to Lee Strasberg, we studied dance, we played tennis, like we traveled a lot. Like it was just part of our soul a little bit. Mm-hmm. We just felt like we needed to tell our story. And, the 90-day thing came about just randomly because we've been in the industry way before all of that. And it was just like, let's see, that sounds fun. It's interesting. We have relationships, how bad could that be? And then here we are today, but. Regardless of anything, we're still in the industry. We still make songs. We still make songs. We still do, the fashion stuff and everything like that. So it's part of our blood, and it runs in our family too. We have a lot of people in the industry as well. So, our cousin, she's been in the music industry a very long time. Our cousin produces music. So I feel like it's just a part of all of us. So no shame in that. We were just blessed and grateful for the opportunity we got from the show. It just sucks that all the relationships that I've been in haven't been the right ones, so.
Well, I feel like you're on your way to finding something. I do think you're like truly a delight.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't know if you can say it, but are you and Georgie still together or?
George and I are no longer together.
Okay.
I feel good about that decision. I think it was the right decision for me. I don't know what the future holds, but I feel I'm excited to discover more of who I am as a person and what I want in a relationship, and I'm just not going to settle anymore. Not a bad guy. It's just there's a friendship, but I just needed to separate and create more boundaries for myself. So when I do find the right person for me, it's just going to flow in the way that it needs to flow without any toxicity or anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's smart because, you deserve the world. You deserve someone who treats you the way that you want to be treated and love you the way that you want to be loved. So, Stacey, I don't know if it was, like, rehashed on cameras or, like, you had, solved it before you started shooting Florian, like, flirting with the lady on Instagram. Was that something that happened currently?
So many years ago, it was, like... The woman was actually a fan of ours.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fan of mine.
Fan of Darcy first.
And then
she'd always DM me like,
she seemed cool. So I like,
we have beautiful skin. What's your routine? Like
she always messages like, stuff.
But I love your fashion brand and tell me more about like,
there was no bad blood. It was just like a normal,
she seemed like a cool person.
And I think even we were like, Florian, add this girl. She's cool. She's like,
cause she said she modeled in Albania a lot.
Yeah.
And he was starting to model or something.
Right. So she just was in Albania one day and called me and said, this is girls code, but like, is it possible I could do a photo shoot with Florian? And I was like, I don't care.
Why not? You're a model.
It wasn't a big deal. I didn't think anything of it, but
they're both models.
I guess, they met up and that's kind of how it started. And she kept taking selfies of him and they,
she was already blasting it and it was already in the media way before it was
said her phone got hacked or something. And then
somehow the photos got online. And obviously she wanted to be part of our life. First of all, she wanted to be a part of what we had going on.
I really think she was a fan for a reason, because she was trying to find a way to get on the show somehow.
Yeah.
Any show, well, 90 Day Show.
Maureen even said they had a conversation and she was like, how do I get on Pillow Talk and all these other shows? And he's like, what are you talking about?
There's a lot of people out there that's happened to me multiple times.
Really wanted with other people. You don't know who to trust.
You got to be careful if you're a public figure, who to trust, who not to trust, because most of them are looking to.
I just think she's upset because her storyline didn't really go too far.
She's the one that put the photos out there, it looks very preconceived. Yeah.
But it was very hurtful, and it took us a while to like get back on track. But we're good now, and actually, it made us stronger. And people, if they don't believe us that we're stronger, that's okay. But we know who we are, and we've been together 7 years. We had never broken up. You know, yeah, he did wrong, but we worked it through. You know, we're good. You know, I feel like we don't even really think about her. And like every time I get tense because it's just like that's so way in the past. And I'm like, I'm not trying to, give her
relevant
that energy, because I know that's what she wants, and we're not going to give it to her. So stop talking about it.
Okay. I
summed it up in a nice way.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for answering. I do appreciate it. Real quick, we have to take another break. See Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store. And learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Are you guys involved with your like kids' dating lives? Do you give them advice, like, or do you just stand back and let it happen?
Well, the kids are very social in school, and they have lots of friends, they go to a lot of activities and stuff. And of course, you know, if they're talking with someone, we want to know, you know, everything's very monitored and just, you know, make sure that they're in good hands and they're not in a relationship that for them to be used, because especially my girls are public figures now too. And it's like, you know, like friends trying to come up. Oh, when did you meet this friend? You know, they are in a new school now, so it took them a minute to find close friends. They still have friends from their old school, but, you know, I just want to keep them safe. And it's just me, my sister, my dad that are making sure that they're in good hands when it comes to relationships and stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Same with her boys.
Yeah.
They all same schools.
My oldest son is in college and, you know, he's 18 and my youngest is 17. So, you know, I'm always there for them to support them. You know, they call me all the time, you know, talking about their personal life, but they are very private. They chose not to go, and they're just more of the private. And I respect that. They got so much going on with their, you know, their lives that, you know, just there for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you two have similar love languages, or do you think you have different love languages?
Yeah, I think we have different love languages.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's always been like that. I feel like for me, my love language is, you know, being treated out and feeling like doted over and special. And I feel like Florian really does that, you know, he really takes good care of me, you know, I'm not always just, we know how to love each other the way that makes us, you know, happier. So, yeah.
He's the older soul. She wants to be doted over like she's the younger partner. And then I noticed that.
Yeah, he's very affectionate. Very,
it's interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
but it's definitely not, you know, obviously we both date younger guys, but you know, of course you want to feel like you're being swept off the feet and mm-hmm. care of, but after 7 years and he still does that. I mean, that goes to show he's not just in it for money or fame mm-hmm. or a green card. Like he's proved himself that he's here for love.
Yeah. For me, my love language is, you know, I know there's a few of them. I think you only can have one really, but I don't know. I'll let you guys know.
So when did you guys start dating younger men?
Always have, really. My ex-husband was younger. Actually, her ex-husband.
LA,
Los Angeles.
After the divorce.
No, my ex-husband was younger, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We have a very youthful, young kind of spirit.
Yeah.
Look and energy and vibe. People don't really believe our age anyway. So
the older guys aren't really attracted to us. I think it's the younger guys that
they're not attracted to us.
I'm saying the guys that would approach us are always, you know, a little younger than us. So
I've always gotten both, but I was always more social than she was. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think I've had
no, that's not true. I'm social too. It just, you know, my social is different than your social.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I have more dating experience, even though she had longer lasting relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. I don't stick around for too long.
That's okay. If it's good, then I'll stick around.
But yeah, I've dated a lot of younger guys. LA, I've dated this guy, Tyler, who was a supermodel. That lasted a year. We're still good friends.
Yeah, I like Tyler. Mm-hmm.
He's cool. He's still a friend of mine and he's still very nice. And you never know what the future holds.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to like rekindle any old relationships?
Possibly. Never know.
Is there anything that happened like behind the scenes that was just like really funny that didn't make it onto the show?
Oh, the time. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to think.
A lot of funny stuff. We're actually very comedic.
Mm.
And kind of like
we have good timing and stuff, and just random shit happens all the time. There's so many things,
especially with Raina and Deb. Oh my god,
we have hilarious. The best time.
Season one, we were filming the spray tan scene. We had the tarp, and so like we were pushing each other around on the tarp, and it was just you know crazy fun stuff.
So she made it like a veil before you got married.
I put the tarp on the bed. Yeah, it was just like funny stuff. But it has to make sense.
We do have a lot of those scenes in the inside the episode that they show on Discovery Plus.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to watch that after our show, you can log on to Discovery Plus and see all the inside the episodes where you didn't get to see certain footage. Yeah. And a lot of it's the funny stuff. And those were really amazing to film.
What you didn't get to see was, and then we'll show that.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to watch that. You guys did like
love them. Trust
it's
me.
Like a whole nother show. It's like a whole other show. Because love is all the behind the scenes stuff that the juicy gossip and the juicy stuff that
they're
you
like
really want to know.
So like 5-6 minutes each
on the TLC Go app. You can watch it.
Yeah.
Discovery Plus
and Discovery Plus. Yes.
I love that's a what a nice integration promotional thing. I am gonna watch it probably after this. Yeah. But you guys did a butt thing that like zapped your butt and it was like it was like doing 1,000 squats or whatever. Did it really hurt and did it actually help your butt?
Well, M Sculpt, we actually did it on our stomach before and we wanted to try it on our butt. And yeah, it feels like you're getting like little like pricks.
It's really about working smarter, not harder. And you know, we're busy. We don't always have time to go to the gym. So this machine is like doing 20,000 squats in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's like months in the gym. So why not? One session?
Yeah, does it feel the best?
But no, it feels like you're being, you know, zapped.
There's different frequencies of it. So you could go higher or low. We wanted the high because we thought it was like, you know,
more
bang for your buck. But, you know, you have to do it. You have to go on sessions. You have to do like a package, like at least five.
But yeah, definitely.
But hey,
you see the difference.
You only got to go for like an hour.
You can do it on an app.
You know, did our abs before.
Abs.
Hey, I liked it. Yeah, you feel a little tight down there. It's like inside the muscle. I don't know. Not the skin. People don't understand. Like the skin is still the skin. Yeah. It's like, you know.
Technology, you know, everything. It's 2022.
I'll use it.
There's so many things that you could do. Like, you know, if you don't have time, just do the M Sculpt, you know?
Yeah. It was interesting to try.
So what is next for you guys?
Next is, I don't know, we'll see. I mean, hopefully, there's always something going on in our world. It's called the never-ending story.
True.
Well, that was our first fashion show in New York City. The theme was never-ending story for House of 11. So we're looking to expand the company. And, you know, just really really get a new sense and vibe, because we're really into like scents and smells and home good items that make your home feel very fashionable and homey and eclectic and nice. So we're really into that right now. And I don't know, hopefully we get a new season. Hopefully we get to, you know, share more of our story and our journey.
We've been doing a lot of woman empowerment.
Yep.
Elena Cardone and her team, 10X. It was amazing. We did the gifting for House of 11 for that event.
For her VIP and clients.
Yes. Got asked to speak at the next event. So, you know, we just really are surrounding ourselves with positive, powerful women and people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think you're looking to elevate. Yeah. It's just about elevating. You know, we have one life, we have to live it to the fullest. Yeah. And
I feel like it rolls over to other people. So if we can, you know, share that and, you know, include everybody, you know, like,
and our cousin
that
Shannon,
they could do that as well.
She has her company grown here in Miami and the first organic food chain.
So we've been going to events for her.
Yes. We've been doing events with our cousin Shannon, who is super powerful and amazing and talented and smart and successful, amazing mother. We're just, you know, yeah, leveling up.
Mm-hmm. So Darcy, are you going to like take a break from dating, or are you back in it?
No, I'm happy to be single. Trust me. And I'm happy, ready to be single, ready to mingle too, because 47, I don't need to wait. I'm still loving myself at the same time. But I don't have to stick to a relationship that doesn't serve me anymore. And at 28, I can meet anybody in the world. I can meet someone in New York, Miami, LA.
And a lot of things is Europe. We have fans from all over the world, and people like to hang out too. So
I'm a very social person. I don't mind meeting up, hanging out, going out. Maybe
with other fans.
Maybe I'll talk to, there's different ways to date, you know. I don't have to just be stuck in one relationship. I feel like, you know, Georgie, we moved really, really fast because of COVID. And that kind of accelerated our relationship at the time. And maybe we moved too fast in the beginning. That's why it didn't work. But I'm different. My love language is I'm ready to, you know, just go for it. You know, love myself first and see what else is out there. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I feel like you guys do a lot of self-care. What kind of advice would you have for someone who's like, I don't know how to self-care. So like, how do you guys do that?
Well, you know, for me, you know, we like to do our treatments and stuff, drink lots of water. You know, when we travel, you get very puffy and dehydrated. So we definitely have to self-care, especially at our age. And our diet had to change big time.
Mm-hmm.
And just eating a nice leafy green kale salad or something. Like I am in love with those. Like at Grown, Shannon's restaurant,
the
I was
best
like.
Best kale salad
almost
in the
like,
world.
Yeah.
You guys.
It was so good.
You have to check it out. Grown.
So changing our eating habits had to be one of the first things I did for myself. You know, I needed to shed the old to bring in the new. And I just kept seeing, like, visualizing eating like healthy, crunchy veggies, like less meat and stuff like that. More waters. And just fresh food, organic, because
we've been reacting a lot.
Reacting our gluten or something.
Yeah, like, really
puffy and like acid reflux. So we
so
can't
we're trying
eat
to
like
figure out because our cousin Shannon told us we're probably allergic to the gluten.
She has to change her diet over the years.
Yeah,
that's
so
why
we learned a lot
from her. So we'd be loving them kale salads.
Thank you, Shannon.
Self-care is eating right, you
eating
know,
right.
The leafy greens and all that. Because we were
when you're filming,
we were living on Red Bull and like Diet Coke. You know, we didn't want to eat all the time because we're like, you know, we just want to like just we. You need to refuel.
I mean, they feed you good, but
they
it's
a lot of carbs. You know, we always chose the stuff that'll fill you up, but it's like it really makes you feel sluggish and bloated and puffy. That's probably why, you know.
Well, we had changed
over
our diet.
The years. We've had up and down bad eating habits. And so
well, people can see if they Google us like 10 years
from now, we look different, but it's like, you know, we're also 47.
Self-care.
And, you know, taking care of your mind, you know, meditating, stuff like that.
We
like
boarding.
When we were in Turkey at night to help me relax, we would listen to those, you know, meditation like sounds and stuff like that. That helps. Just simple little things like that. Just to even like help you sleep and rest.
Yeah,
better.
Me and Florin, we listen to meditation at night before we go to bed. You know, whether it's the sound of the ocean
and
or the
scent.
Rain, it's scent like the diffuser.
It eases our mind
and
we
around.
Wake up happy and we go to bed happy.
Attract your senses. Things to do to attract your senses.
Yeah.
Eating better, smelling like nice scents, like oils,
You know, water, just drink, you know, stuff like that. You know, we're not, it's not easy, but you know, we're trying to fix it, you know, every, it's the baby steps, you know, so it lasts.
Yeah, I think that's like really great advice. I also just love you too, because you really just seem like you're living your best fucking lives.
Aww, thank you. Thanks. We're trying. Definitely.
Well, we've come to the end. Is there anything, like any other advice that you want to give my listeners?
Just keep your eyes on the prize, guys. We love you. Thank you for the love and support. Stacey and I are always going to be here for each and every one of you guys. And you know what? Let's all get to the top of that mountain. Let's meet each other at the top. Yes. We got this. Let's do it big.
I love it. Oh, wait. I do want to ask you guys something before we like get off or whatever. The song, it's called Doing It Big. Yes. When did you guys get into music? And you have two songs?
We do. We did Doing It Big. Music. Yeah. We started when we started 11th Entertainment with the movies, White Tee soundtrack. So the White Tee soundtrack, we did a song. We had multiple, you know, artists on it as well. But we decided
we wanted to
do a song. So we paired up with a producer, friend of ours.
Executive produced it. So we were like,
we added the at the end. We loved that because it was like, we didn't know. This was like over 10 years ago, guys. We've had that song for White Tee, our movie produced back in the day. And that song was on the Kardashians too. Kylie Jenner's Sweet 16, because we're some ASCAP. So like 30 seconds of it was on.
So we made friends with a few producers in LA, and we actually done a couple, one with Freddie Roan.
Yep.
Who's worked with amazing.
We've done a couple songs with Freddie,
Yeah.
But Locker Number was the last one we've done.
Yeah. I mean, we're not trained in singing, but it's something we love to do because it's like a release for us. And we love being creative.
We did a ballad for our brother, Michael, called Always in My Heart. Yes. That was the very first one we did in Connecticut. Yeah. And we do it for fun. We do it just for a release, like energy wise. And hey, we got another one maybe that we're thinking about in the works with our cousin Julian. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear it because I like that song. And I liked it when you guys performed it on, 90 Day Bears All? It was such a fun performance.
That was very a cappella.
Yeah, we did it in the studio with some other people, but, you know, having to do it on stage was a little something. But we had fun with it. We're in LA. We're like, screw it. Who cares? Like,
we love doing Sean's show.
As long as we were dolled up, we felt good. We were like, had the mic in our
Sean's
hands.
Like, dancing.
We felt like we're at karaoke.
Yeah, I don't know.
She gets us. Like, we love being on Sean's show. She gets us. She gets the personality and, you know, we were blessed to be able to do that on her show. So,
Do you think you're going to ever do like live performances?
Yeah, I mean, that was fun. We got to do a little practice.
Let's practice a little bit first.
We only had one or two takes of it, but you know, they had a show to produce.
That would be definitely fun. You know, if we did something like that, we'd want to do it for like charity or, you know, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to give back. Maybe do like a fun little club appearance and it's better and stuff. You know, it'd be fun.
Because
one of those songs, Lock Your Number, somebody called me and messaged me on DM. They downloaded the song. They're from Canada, actually. And then someone else, they bought it. They would always send me videos of them like doing, like singing in their cars and stuff.
They remixed in the club and
said that we were remixed in some club. And I was okay, it was some big club. It was like in New York or something. I forget which one, but I don't know.
You're doing it big.
I didn't realize we're
sitting on millions and millions of dollars. We don't even know it.
Yeah. Who's getting the iTunes money? I don't know. I don't even figure that shit out.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. You don't have new episodes airing right now, but if you want to see Darcy and Stacey, I recommend it. It is on Discovery Plus. It's on TLC Go. They rerun it on TLC. I think you should watch it. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can review, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And that's it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Doing it big.
Oh, what a treat. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by Oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And, you know, like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, you know, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dateme.